It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. South Carolina Republicans select their candidate for governor today in a runoff. The heavy favorite is Nikki Haley, who hopes to become the first woman to hold the state's top job. She's a conservative backed by the Tea Party movement and a newcomer, but her candidacy has already been tested. She survived allegations of marital infidelity, and as the daughter of parents who immigrated from India, she also faced questions about her religion. Her handling of these matters has made Nikki Haley a rising Republican star. NPR's Don Gagne has more.
A year ago, you'd have been hard-pressed to find someone in South Carolina who saw Nikki Haley as a serious candidate for governor. It's something Haley herself loves to remind voters of.
I am so excited because when I started this fight, I was Nikki who?
One thing that helped Haley immensely was that she was anything but a good old boy. Some big-time endorsements also provided a boost.
Your next governor, Nikki Haley.
That, of course, is Sarah Palin. There was also an important endorsement from former South Carolina First Lady Jenny Sanford. The Tea Party movement joined in as well. Haley's opponent in the runoff is Congressman Gresham Barrett, but he has battled criticism of his 2008 vote in favor of the federal Troubled Asset Relief Program, known as TARP. In interviews and in TV ads like this one, he's had to explain that vote time and again.
Unfortunately, a lot of people have disagreed with my TARP vote, and they can't get over. And you know, there's nothing I can do about that. It is what it is.
Nikki Haley's campaign picked up steam this spring. She went ahead in the polls in May. Then the big story of the campaign broke. A conservative South Carolina blogger claimed that he'd had an affair with Haley. Then a second man made a similar claim. Haley vehemently denied both claims. This is from a debate earlier this month.
That I have been absolutely faithful to my husband for 13 years. And the fact that you just said it, this is the second allegation in 2 weeks' time. And it all happened after I started showing I had double-digit leads in the polls.
It could have been a disaster for the campaign, but something happened. The allegation spurred a backlash. A lot of Republicans saw her as a victim. On primary day, 2 weeks ago, she overwhelmed the competition, winning 49% of the vote, more than twice as much as Barrett, and just short of what she needed to win the nomination outright. Haley has also had to deal with issues related to her religion. A Republican state senator referred to her using an ethnic slur. A county GOP chairman sent out an email casting doubt on her conversion from the Sikh to the Methodist religion when she got married. Haley does still occasionally attend Sikh services. The Reverend Ray Popham in the town of Aiken says he's gotten lots of questions about that from his congregation.
Okay, you know, Sikh, this is their ideas and paths. Christianity, this idea and paths. Religiously wise, you can't be both, and it sounds like someone's trying to be political if they're trying to be both.
Haley's campaign website features a page with a headline that reads, "Is Nikki a Christian?" The response states, quote, "My faith in Christ has a profound impact on my daily life, and I look to him for guidance with every decision I make." Now, Haley may be the favorite in today's runoff election, but some voters say they still have concerns. Last week, 40-year-old Heather Cash of Spartanburg said weariness over the scandal current Governor Mark Sanford went through last year does make her worry about the claims against Nikki Haley.
I would like to think that it didn't happen. I would like to believe that, I don't know, that she was, you know, just it was something brought up political just to ruin her campaign. But now after Sanford, you do have to look at it.
Cash says she's still undecided, but 53-year-old Mickey McGuire has no such worries. She had just seen Haley speak at the College of Charleston.
I shook her hands and told her she's inspired us and keep on keeping on. She's dynamic, she's conservative, and I think she's a person that's going to shake things up. And I think that that's what people are looking for, not only here in South Carolina, but even nationally.
But before we even talk nationally, Haley needs not only to win today's runoff, but to defeat her Democratic opponent in November. Don Gagne, NPR News.